You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Gage, what are you up to today?
Hey, I'm driving to school.
How old are you, Gage?
I'm 19. I'm going to college.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
Whoa, that sounds important. And expensive.
It's both of those things.
Where is this school?
It's in Prescott, Arizona.
Really?
So you're listening to us down in AZ in the Grand Canyon State, are you?
No, I'm not there yet. I'm currently driving to school, but I'll listen to you guys when I'm down there.
So what is tuition for this joint? How much is it costing you?
It's a lot more than I want to say. A lot. It's a good amount. It's nothing, you know,
what
insane.
What is it per semester?
You can tell us.
Per semester, it's about $20,000.
Dang. All right, so it's going to be $160 for a four-year degree, plus all your other expenses and stuff like that. What are you going to do with that degree? What's your plan?
He's going to be partying down there.
My plan is to be an airline pilot. That's the final plan.
Well, that's good. That's a good job. You getting scholarships?
I did get a couple scholarships, but nothing to pay for all of it, but to pay for some of it.
Well, that helps.
Is that degree necessary to be an airline pilot?
So nowadays, no, but the school I'm going to is pretty pristine in like airlines, like if you go to the school, like FedEx and all them. So it will help me a lot when, you know, I get to the airline interview.
It's pristine, so you're saying like they mop the floors and
prestigious.
Sweep up
and I think you're thinking prestigious.
Yeah, prestigious.
So do you want to do commercial flights or do you want to fly for FedEx?
I would love to fly for FedEx. I would love to fly cargo.
I think that's what I would want to do too.
Just say it, Gage. Yeah, you don't want to put up with people.
The public.
I don't like what people do on airplanes too.
Yeah. Just all you got in the back is boxes.
Drive the cargo around, man. Fly it from point A to point B.
That's
a great plan.
Yeah.
What do FedEx pilots make a year?
FedEx, I think first officers can make over like $150,000.
It's not bad.
Pretty good start to your life, Gage. I like this plan a lot. My dad wanted me to be an airline pilot. He thought I should go to the Air Force Academy, put in a few years in the Air Force, then go fly. And I wrecked all of that by becoming a disc jockey. But you know what? I saw a pilot on my flight on Saturday. I flew Saturday. And I kid you not, Gage and Jeremy, this pilot looked like he was 17 years old. I mean, he's a very young-looking guy.
That's
and I was
what you
like,
want.
Oh, this guy is at the controls.
You don't want
of
anybody
plane.
Keeling over in there or stroking out or anything. You just want a nice young pilot.
Well, nowadays, as long as you have your time and, you know, all that they want, you can be an airline pilot probably at 20.
How much time do you have to put in before you could do that?
So to be like an airline transport pilot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about 1,000 to 1,500, depending
1,500
on
hours
1,500
in the air.
Hours.
Yeah,
and you can get that bird up in the sky,
and
all by yourself.
It used to be like 200, and now you know it's 10 times that.
Good.
Well, we're glad. We're very glad.
I know.
Listen, good luck to you. You sound like a sharp young man. So, thank you for listening to Boys. Thank you for taking us with you down to Arizona. You ready to play some Rattle Off?
I am ready. Let's do it.
Just the other day, one of the categories I gave out was airlines. You're not going to get that one, Gage. Sorry. You're not going to get that. And for everyone who's on hold, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. Even if we get a winner, we don't know how Gage is going to do here. In 10 seconds, give us five different salads. You might see these on menus. Five different salads, Gage. Ready and go.
Caesar salad, Cobb salad, house salad, chicken salad.
Oh, you got four. with the chicken.
Oh. Where's the potato? Where's the macaroni? Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Side.
There's a chef salad. There's a chopped salad.
It's just been side salad.
fruit salad.
Yes.
Fruit salad. That's a good one.
Oh, Gage. Listen, you were a delight to talk to. Safe travels to you. Drive carefully, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
See you later.
All right, buddy. He's a sharp young guy.
Do we have the address?
No, we don't have the address.
I don't know what the address is.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it is? I'm on the line now. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. Who are you talking to?
My sister's with me.
Your what?
My sister's here with me.
Oh.
Hey, do us a favor. Get us off the speakerphone or Bluetooth, Delisa. Yeah. Just get on your regular phone. Will you do that, please?
Right. Yeah. We're there now.
You are.
All right. What are you two up to today? What are you doing?
Driving to Cheyenne, Wyoming to see my sister, support her journey in cancer.
Aw. Sorry to hear that.
I know. Yeah,
I'm glad
thanks.
She's going to do that.
Yeah.
Safe travels to you. How long are you going to be hanging out up there?
Thank you. We have an appointment in Cheyenne this morning and then one in Fort Collins this afternoon.
All right.
All right. Well,
good for you.
Treat her well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do, Delisa?
I am a chemist for the USGS, U.S. Geological Survey.
Oh, really? Okay. So you're testing soil and stuff?
Water.
Water. Oh, you're
She's
the
a water,
water
tester.
At the water.
Yeah.
You're the second chemist that I've spoken to in the last, like, 5 days. I met some other chemist on Friday night. I don't know.
Yeah.
I took chemistry in high school, and I did pretty well in school, but chemistry pretty much kicked my butt. I realized.
Yeah.
What are you testing the water for? For drinking, or?
I actually am in quality assessment, so I make sure the lab is doing what they need to be doing. So, and I put pesticides,
like
herbicides. Yeah.
Giardia.
Try to be a cooperative with it.
She's a chemistry sheriff. That's really cool.
So do you test it for Denver?
It's a water lab. It's in Lakewood, Denver.
Okay. Mm. How's our water?
That is so potent.
Yeah, we actually do the nation too. So all over the nation.
How's our water looking? How's our water? Is our water okay?
I don't actually monitor that. I don't know for sure. Although I heard Denver Water is sending out Brita filters because of a lead pipe issue.
Oh, great.
Really? Great.
Yeah.
We have Lone Tree Water here where we're at.
My water.
Is that still Denver water? Our water's sparkling here in Lone Tree.
You only buy water? You don't drink any tap water?
She's seen some things.
Drink tap water? No.
But isn't that water coming straight out the tap at the factory?
I get mine from Indian Peak. It's a spring water, like El Dorado spring.
Hmm. What does that cost you? What are you spending a year, you think, on your bottled water?
Oh, boy.
Thousands.
I just had to cut a check for $230 for the month, I think. No, probably that was probably 2 months.
What makes that water so great?
So three times 200. It's just clean.
Pure.
Clean, clear,
pure.
Natural.
It's not filtered at all.
No. They probably have to filter it, yes. Otherwise, we'll get grass and stuff. And I did have a little piece of grass in my one jug.
You did?
At one time.
They should change the name of that water to grass and stuff. That would be unsettling for me to drink.
Funny,
the grass.
As long as you don't find like a fingernail in there or something, Delisa, you're
but then
okay,
again, it's better than lead, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'll
fingernail
grass
versus
anytime.
Lead.
Do you find a lot of the microplastics in the water?
There is an issue with that. That's not my department, but no. Yeah.
Yeah, apparently we're full of microplastics now.
Well, so far there's been like four or five things we've thrown out at you, and all four or five you said, that ain't my job.
I don't
do
that.
So we're not sure what the hell you do.
I work in Lakewood, but I don't look at the Lakewood water.
You sound like a middle manager to me, Delisa. You can't even tell us what the hell you do.
All you're doing is drinking water coming out of the rocks in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a secret, you know.
Good for you. Power to you. You ready to play Rattle Off with us?
I am.
Well, I'll give you the one that I didn't give Gage. In 10 seconds, give us the names of five airlines.
Five airlines.
Ready? No help from your sister. No help. Ready and go.
Frontier, American, United, Skyland. No. Southwestern, Frontier. Sounds like some help going on there, too.
I think you got four.
I think so. Virgin.
Virgin.
And Alaska.
Continental.
Right.
TWA.
Okay.
Braniff, all the ones that went away. Delicia, thanks for being on the show. You drive carefully.
You're
okay?
welcome. Okay, will do. Happy day.
Bye-bye now. Alec, what are you doing today?
I'm working part-time. I'm actually semi-retired. I'm working some accounting jobs using private companies.
Oh, okay. Just bringing in a little extra cash, huh?
Exactly.
What did you do full-time before you retired?
I was in a payroll company. I worked for a while for Accelerated Schools. Then I worked for a company called Silver Wine and Spirits.
Oh, okay. Great.
Wine and Spirits?
Yeah, a good company, especially on Fridays. Especially the idea of their happy hours on Friday afternoons is pretty cool.
Oh, I bet. Get all your coworkers drunk and they're all hooking up with each other.
Yeah, there you go, exactly.
Did you ever hook up with any of your coworkers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't lie to us, Alec. At least once you went out with somebody.
Just a kiss?
One time?
There you go.
Just a peck on the cheek?
Yeah, one time.
Okay.
One time. We knew it.
You still think about her from time to time, too, don't you?
There you go, yep.
What was her name?
No, I'm not going to give names out. Nope, won't do that.
Were you married at the time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're fine then.
Well, was she married at the time?
No.
Oh, then have at it.
So there you go.
Give it hell.
Yeah, why not? Supply closet, you know.
Are you married now?
Yes.
Where did you 41 meet
her? For 41 years.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
You got to be sick of that, huh?
No wonder you were making out with coworkers.
What's the most annoying thing about your wife?
That's hard to say. I don't even want
There's
to say.
So many?
No, it isn't.
There is.
Everyone can name at least one thing that's annoying.
Give me something.
Come on.
What can I mean was annoying?
Every day you're like, oh, God.
It doesn't mean you don't love her. It's just one thing gets on your nerves.
Taking out the trash. It's full. Take out the trash.
There you go.
See, it wasn't hard, was it?
She's like, why don't you take out the trash?
Jeez, man. 41 years she's been faithful to you, and here you are bitching about the trash, Alec. I can't believe it.
I'm sure you're a saint.
Thank you.
What do you think you do that gets on her nerves?
Wake up every day? Yeah, there you go.
He woke up again.
Yeah. Put a pillow over your face in bed while you're asleep. Has she ever thought about it?
Yep.
He might be into that, though.
Yeah.
What's the best thing about her?
I love her. I mean, she's been my rock and my shoulder for 41 years. So. Aww.
Yeah, but physically, what's her best characteristic?
Her nature, her kind face, her personality.
She's got a kind face.
She does.
What gives somebody a kind face?
A smile. You know, you don't get people to smile all the time.
A little twinkle in her eyes.
Yep. Yep.
When she smiles, she looks like an angel, doesn't she?
There you go.
No crooked eyebrows?
No. Yeah, no.
She was with her mouth open, though, so. All right, Alec. Let's play a rattle off. You ready to give it
a try? Good. I'm ready, yes.
Let's see how you do with this one. I'm going to go old school on you here, Alec. 10 seconds. Give us the names of five musicals. Can you do it? Ready and go.
Grease, Hair, Funny Girl, Wicked, and Oliver.
Oliver? Hey! You got it! Right at the buzzer, man.
So good.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well done.
You're a champion, and you were fun to talk to. You're a good sport.
Thank
you put up with
that.
All
Thank
of
you.
Our malarkey, so if you want to
yes,
on,
indeed. Thank you.
Josh will tell you about your prize. All right, buddy, thank you for being a good sport.
He's a good guy.
That's good. Vanessa, could you have named five musicals, do you think?
Yes, maybe. Okay. But it's too late. You'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
What's your favorite musical of all time? I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Well, mine's like a movie. I love Moulin Rouge. So, does
that
count?
That's a good choice.
It's got a good
soundtrack.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll take musical movies. I'm going to go with, Jeremy, what's yours?
American Idiot, the Green Day one.
All right. I'm going to go.
Can I guess yours, Tom?
I'm sorry.
Guess it.
I'm
going to say West Side Story.
No, actually, uh-uh. Try it again.
I don't know. I'm out of a maybe Rent. I don't know. You don't seem like a Rent guy, so I don't know.
No, he buys. He definitely buys.
I saw Rent at the Buell a few times. I'm going to go with this is a new feature for our show, by the way. Guess Dom's favorite musical.
Yes.
I'm going to go with A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Look it up. What are you doing today?
I know
Anything
what it
fun?
Is. No, I went to work and I didn't have to be there, so I'm going to go back home and do some other things.
Why didn't you have to be there?
I work at a school and we're ramping up for school to start tomorrow, and we were doing some training, and I guess we finished ahead of time, and so they said that we could just take the day off and finish stuff up with our own kids. So
that's about right.
What do you do at the school? You a teacher or are you working at admin? What's your job?
I'm a teacher assistant, so I'm basically an Uber for the kids. I help out the teacher in the classroom and take them to their specials and stuff. We're in Lone Tree right with, by you guys, so I hope our water is good.
Hey, right on. I heard something crazy the other day. I was talking to a teacher, and they're not allowed to call substitute teachers anymore.
What's the new word?
Visiting teachers.
New rule.
I don't know where
substitute
that is,
teacher
happening.
Is apparently offensive now. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Just plug and play.
You can't say substitute anymore. They're a visiting
teacher. We have substitute teachers and regular teachers and, headmasters.
Well, no, I'm telling you, it's coming for you, too. Visiting teachers.
I bet you a buck not.
I'll bet you, Dr. Pepper, we still call
it
them
is.
Substitute teachers.
Visiting teachers, you guys.
I mean, is substitute such an offensive word? Like, Jeremy was out last week, and Katie filled in. She was like a substitute morning show host. Is that offensive?
I'll tell you, the visiting morning show host?
What's offensive is everything being offensive. So, everybody needs to get a thicker skin.
Wait. I have a correction. Guest teacher.
Okay.
A person who was with me just messaged me. No, guest teacher, not visiting teacher.
Okay.
This is our guest teacher. Not a substitute.
You're
going to
treat them really nice.
Not a substitute.
They're
still going to show you a movie.
So funny. Roll out the old tray with the VCR.
That's
and
right.
The TV and
that's
the,
right. Wheel it down the hall.
Yeah, or like the red balloon. Remember how many times did you have a substitute teacher and they showed you the movie, the silent movie with the red balloon that floated away?
I remember that.
Remember that? Wow. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I just remember when we were getting close to being of driving age, they showed us that little film called Blood on the Highway. I mean,
They did something like that with us too. And during our sex ed class, they showed us an actual birth, and a sixth grader watches that.
Try to do that nowadays.
I went to a different kind of school. They actually showed us a film showing conception, and that was a lot more interesting.
Oh, God.
Really? Interesting, Dom.
I want to be guest teacher on that day.
That's right. Vanessa, you have been a joy to talk to. You go have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Have a good day.
Okay.
We appreciate you so much. Our listeners are the greatest on the planet.